Krishnachaya Prema Bhakti Renachaya. Krishna re na chaya prema bhakti re na chaya. Apani na chaitini nache ekatani. Apani na chaitini nache ekatani.
Apani na chaitini nache ekatani.
Anyone else? Can you see? Krishna rena chaya prema bhakti rena chaya. Apane na chaya tine na chaya katane. Krishna re na chaya prema bhakti re na chaya. Apane na chaya tine na chaya ekatani. Any ladies?
Krishna
re
na chaya
prema bhakti re na chaya.
Krishna
re
na chaya
prema bhakti
re na chaya.
Apane na chaya tine na chaya ekatane.
Krishna re na chaya prema bhakti re na chaya.
Apane na chaya tine na chaya ekatane. Krishna re.
Krishna.
Krishna. Na chaya. Causes to dance. Prema.
Love of Krishna.
Bhakti re. The devotee. Na chaya.
Causes to dance.
Apane, personally,
Nachaye,
dances,
Tine,
all three.
Nache,
dance,
Ekatani,
in one place. Ecstatic love of Krishna makes Krishna and his devotees dance. And it also dances personally. In this way, all three dance together in one place.
In this way, all three dance together in one place. Mm-hmm.
So, we want to enter into another world in the next few days. That's why we've all come here together. I'm sorry, I'm used to having someone translating, so I'm pausing between. We want to have a Shravan Utsav, or a festival of hearing. And after the Shravan Utsav, then comes the Kirtan Utsav, the festival of Kirtan. But in the Navavidhi Bhakti, in the ninefold processes of devotion, the first thing begins with hearing. Otherwise, when we do our Kirtan, what kind of Kirtan are we doing? What are we thinking about? Some advertisement we saw on television, or this thing or that thing. So we want to try to, in our discussions for the next few days, give something for the devotees to think about for their kirtan, which hopefully will bring you some inspiration. So this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita from 18th chapter of Anchalila speaks about dance. Dance is a very, very important function. It's an important function of the soul. And we'd like to speak something in the next few days about dance, but we'll also divert a little bit and speak something, I think, about art, music, ragas, and bhakti, and how there's some connection between all of these things. The Brahma Samhita finishes with the words, kataganam natyam gamanam. That kataganam, every word in the spiritual world is a song. and natyagamanam, every step in the spiritual world is a dance. This is the spiritual world. And this is the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is what we want to establish in this world. So we have ahead of us a few different discussions. In our first session today, we'd like to try to speak something about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing shook the world. And then this afternoon, we have another presentation. Some of you may have heard of Swapna Vilasamrita by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. We'll speak something about that. And we'll also speak something from a rare book, which has never been translated before, about Swapna Vilasamrita means some nectar in a dream. And we'll speak something about a dance in a dream, in a divine dream. And also something about art, music, ragas, and bhakti, if our time is sufficient. And then in our third session, we'll speak something about how Govinda dresses a gopi to dance. A very nice pastime, which is from another rare book, which I don't think anybody's heard before. And then our final discussion will be about how the living entities in this world, they enter into this divine cosmic dance. So, okay, thank you. When we enter into a forest, we begin from a distance, and the first thing that we can see in the forest is just some big black mass. And so similarly, in our discussion, we want to begin from a distance, and then go a little closer and a little closer, and especially try to discuss what is the relevance for all of us. So I also want to comment that I'm feeling very happy to be here in Goloka Dham with so many wonderful devotees. I can't think of doing anything else for Janmashtami other than being here. Although last year was the first year, I think in 5 years or something, we weren't here. We were in Vrindavan at that time doing some health treatment. But it's a very wonderful opportunity to come together with devotees. And I find in this place, there's certain things that we can say that we might not say in other places. My revered spiritual master, he instructed me that, he said that we should work to help uphold the prestige of Srila Prabhupada's mission, his society. And he said that the best way to do that is to have nice Krishna katha and nice Vaishnava dealings. And he once told me that there are three things that very much concerned him. One was that he wanted to show devotees that everything is there in Srila Prabhupada's books. And the second thing that he wanted to show is that devotees, they don't have to go outside for so-called higher teachings, but everything is here in Prabhupada's mission. He wanted us to speak something a little higher. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke something like this also in Radhakund in one lecture one year on Brajmandal Parikrama. And he told the devotees that, he said that for so many days we've been speaking about Anartha Nibriti. But it's not enough to hear about Anartha Nibriti. He said if all that you do is hear about Anartha Nibriti, how to give up unwanted things in the heart, he said then you may become an impersonalist. And he coined a phrase, he said, we should hear about artha prabriti. What is our goal? What is the thing that we want to gain? And so we should have this also in our society. So I wanted to begin this discussion. We'll try to have a synthesis in this discussion about dance from Krishna Leela, from Gaura Leela, and from Gaura Bhakta Leela. And what is the relevance of dance in all three of these pastimes. But I wanted to begin with this song by the medieval poet Yadu Das, a very nice song, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this describes the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what we need to do to facilitate the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we can do as a society, what we can do as a festival, to facilitate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing here in this temple room and dancing ecstatically in the madness of divine love with all of his associates. So Yadudas describes this very nicely. And the first thing that he says is, Chode ke mahanta mele, and koraye kirtana keli. That it's kirtan keli. It's a pastime. Keli means to play. And who's playing in this pastime? This is speaking about the Ratha Yatra. A Ratha Yatra, we know, is a very, very high and very, very intimate, elevated subject matter in Gaura Lila. But before we can enter into a private room, we have to go through the door. So this song begins with a doorway that we can enter into this private room of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal ecstasies. And what is that doorway? Chode ke mahanta mele. In that kirtan, koraye kirtana keli, which is just like playing amongst the devotees, the first thing is, he says, is Chode ke mahanta mele. All the different mahants came from all four directions. And he says it Satta Sampradaya Gaya Geet. In that kirtan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was Satta Sampradaya, 100 different sampradayas. What do you think that means? Do you know an interesting thing? In the Madhya Lila, chapter 13 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the word sampradaya is used something like 13 or 14 times. And who is it used to describe? The followers of Chandrasekhar Acharya, the followers of Advaita Acharya, the followers of Mukunda, the followers of different devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now at this point you may be scratching your head and say, well, wait a minute, I thought we were the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. It's one Sampradaya. How is it Satta Sampradaya Gaya Geet? How is it that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing so many Sampradayas there at the Ratha Yatra?